Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher in all three categories. Corn up 3 cents in March at 411 1/4. December of 2015, so next year's corn crop at 434 3/4, up 2 3/4. And soybeans also higher, 8 to 10 higher. Front month January up 8.5 at 1035 1/2, while November of next year up 11 at 1020 1/2. Now wheat futures, July of Kansas City made new highs today for the last few months. Went as high as $7.03 3/4, but they've closed today at 687 1/2. Up 3 3/4, and in Chicago wheat up 4 to 6 cents, but higher across the board in all of the big categories. The hedge funds were buyers across the board today. It looked like that was one of the main features in terms of driving prices up, but also all this continued talk out of Russia and the turmoil that their country is going through, not just financially, but in pretty much all aspects. That has wheat futures going higher. There's talk that the railroads have stopped shipping wheat from inside the country to the ports, and that possible loaded vessels may not get to ship because they're unable to get shipping certificates. We'll continue to monitor that.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The USDA released their all planting numbers for next year. All wheat, 56 million acres with a total crop of 2.155 billion bushels. The corn plantings, 88 million acres with a total production of 13.44. You know, last year it was 90.9 million acres, so less than last year. Soybeans, they're saying all soybeans, 84 million acres and 3.82 billion bushels. Last year it was 88 million, yeah. So overall, it looks like they're going to have a little bit less acres if you add them all together. With the eight major crops, it looks like total acres should be 254.7 million acres versus 258.5 last year, so lower than last year. And they're expecting a continued decline for the next 10 years out to 2024, down to 246 million acres. The decline is really due to the fact that we're getting better at our genetics, and the production of the grain is more productive. And so they're saying we're going to need less acres going forward. Now, soybean sales are 25 million bushels. We're ahead of where we were last year. Corn sales, 27, were behind last year. And wheat, 17, also behind last year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. February live cattle up 270 at 158.52. April up 265 at 158.20. January feeder cattle 47 higher at 217.07. March up 152 and 213.77. February lean hogs up 140, 81.87. And April up 132 at 83.22. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 2 1/4 at 683 3/4. May up 3 at 687 1/2. March Chicago wheat up 6 3/4 at 655 1/4. March corn up 2 3/4 at 411. And May up 3 at 419 1/2. January soybeans up 8 at 1035. And March up 8 at 1043 1/4. March cotton up 17 at 6082, and May up 23 at 6139. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.